Greetings, family. Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show, and I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite. Glad to have everybody tuning in. And I am broadcasting live from Las Vegas today. I'm on vacation in Las Vegas with the family. So today is not going to be a long show today. It's going to be a short show, but I do want to chop up some good game with the family. And today's show is brought to you by shadowmusic.com. That's S-H-A-D-D-O-W music.com. Now, if you are a music artist looking for a new sound for your next mixtape, go to shadowmusic.com. If you're a music producer looking for hot, high-quality saxophone samples or drum beats for your music projects, go to shadowmusic.com. For the music lovers, for the artists and the producers, if you just want that hot fire, go to shadowmusic.com. Now what we're going to do, we're going to take another quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. And when I come back, we're going to chop up some good games. So don't you go nowhere right here on Tariq Elite Radio. Guys, do you know that testosterone production drops by 2% when you hit the age of 30? And by 40, it takes an even sharper decline. Luckily, Elite Alchemy has your back. Elite Alchemy has herbs that are known to increase free-flowing testosterone by 440%. You can get all of these benefits and much more for the low price of $38.95. And if you sign up for the Elite Club, you can get that slashed down even further. Check out Elite Alchemy's complete line of products and the Elite Club at EliteAlchemy.com. That's EliteAlchemy.com. Use the coupon code FLEX and get a 10% discount. That's EliteAlchemy.com.
You are now tuning in to the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
And we are back with the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. This is Mr. Tariq Nasheed, also known as King FLEX, also known as Tariq Elite. Glad to have everybody back tuning in to the show. Like I said, I am broadcasting live in Vegas right now. So we're just chopping it up, making it do what it do. I got the whole family with me and everything like that. If you're not following me on Twitter and Instagram, follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. I got the family with me. And so I got some very good advice on Instagram and Facebook. We're out here vacationing, and my son, Asir, my youngest son, got some kind of infection with his eye. I don't know if it was something to do with traveling. I don't know if it was clogged tear ducts. Something that was going on with his eye that was real pulsy. It was like a lot of mucus in his eye, and it was getting kind of scary. So we went to the medical center here, and they didn't seem like they knew too much about what they were doing. And I posted some pictures because I like to just document things. And I got a lot of good advice from the brothers and sisters on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. They were saying that you should use breast milk. Breast milk for children's eyes or any kind of ailment will usually work. So my wife did that. She put the breast milk in his eye, and it worked wonders. My son's eye cleared up, and I like to thank everybody for giving some of those holistic advice tips. I'd like to thank everybody for that. And what else I want to talk about? A lot of stuff going on. I saw a movie the other day, right before I came to Vegas. Because a lot of times we don't get a chance to go to the movies like we should, because we got the kids and they make a lot of noise in the movie. So we got some babysitters. And me and my wife and my oldest daughter, we went to the movies. We saw a movie called It Follows. Now, if y'all want to see a bugged out ass movie, go check out It Follows. That's a real weird movie. Very bugged out movie. It's kind of a thriller, scary movie. It was more creepy than scared. Now, people who got high, if you're the kind of person who gets high, and I don't get high, but if you get high and go watch that if you just want to trip out. That'll freak you the hell out. A lot of weird stuff happening in this movie. The movie, basically, the premise was there's this ghost that takes on the form of different people and random people, and the ghost gets passed on to other people if you have sex with them. It's real weird. Real weird premise. So, and I don't want to get too many of the spoilers away, but if you, basically, if you have sex with somebody, you pass the ghost to them, then in order for the ghost to not kill you, and the person who gave you the ghost spirit sexually, it's real weird. It's a bugged out premise. You gotta go pass the ghost to somebody else by having sex with somebody else. So the movie starts off, and again, I don't want to give too much stuff away. This dude has sex with this chick, then he lets her know that, hey, I just gave you a ghost, so you be weary. Some bugged out shit is gonna start happening. The motherfucker's gonna kill you, so you need to have sex and give that ghost to somebody else. So basically, throughout the movie, this chick has this ghost following her, trying to kill her. And she's like, well, shit, I gotta get this pussy to somebody. So she's trying to have sex with different folks. It's weird as hell. And the ghost is following her, is beating her ass. And whoever wrote this movie, they wrote all the dumb white girl cliches. If a white girl watching this should be very offended. They put all the dumb white girl cliches in it. The white women in the movie, they got ghosts running around trying to kill them. And the white women are like, oh no, let me get away from my friends. And I got to go to the woods by myself. The white women were driving to the woods, and then they get out their car and fall asleep on the top of their car. Just dumb shit. I want to see the movie with black folks, because I can just hear black folks yelling at the screen. Like, oh shit, the ghost is after me. Let me go to the park by myself where there's nobody around. It's just a bunch of dumb shit. But it was a real bugged out premise. This chick and these women trying to have sex to get rid of the ghost. It's real weird. And you know, the ghost would show up in the form of random people. It'd be a random person standing on top of the roof naked with a ding-a-ling out. Just some crazy ass movie. Crazy as cat shit. So I recommend you go see it if you just want a bugged out experience. And what was funny was some thirsty dudes in the film. They're like, oh, so you gotta have sex to get rid of the ghost. So look, I'm gonna help you, so give me that pussy so the ghost can get away. So even if a chick has a ghost in her, motherfuckers are still thirsty. And I just thought about it. How many of you brothers out there, if you knew a woman had evil spirits in her coochie, how many of y'all still hit it? Some of y'all niggas will still hit it. Woman can say, look, if you have sex with me, you're gonna get possessed. A nigga show up butt naked with a damn cross around his neck and some holy water on his balls. You don't give a damn. But check this movie out. It's a real bugged out movie. It's called It Follows. Check that out. A lot of stuff going on. There's a story about a sister out there in Oxnard, California, SoCal, where I'm from. This sister, melanoid sister, she was getting into an argument with her boyfriend. I don't know if her dude was Hispanic or not. I'm not sure. But they got into an argument. The police was called. I think he called the police on her. I'm not sure. And the police showed up and just shot this sister. The police showed up, said she was wielding a knife and all this old stuff. And within 20 seconds of the cops getting there, they shot that sister dead. And this just goes to show black folks, melanoid people, right now, we are not in a position to sit up and call the police on each other. That's why with this young lady who got killed, I don't know what her boyfriend was. Because I know in Oxnard, there's a large Hispanic population. And I think her children, because I think she had three children, and they look like they are mixed with Hispanic. So I don't know if the boyfriend was Hispanic or not. But the thing is, we got to be very careful out here as melanoid people, as people who are classified as black. We're not in a position to have police come to our homes, because they are shooting to kill at this point. We've seen stories over and over, all over the country, where black folks call the police because you got a person who's like mentally ill. You might have a relative who's having seizures. You might have a relative who has behavior problems, a bipolar. Then you want to call the police, and the police are using any and every excuse to execute us. So you calling the police is giving them carte blanche to just blow your brains out at your home. Black folks, chill out on calling the police on each other. We do not know. We are in war right now. There's a war being waged on melanoid people in the United States. And this is something that we got to really, really come to terms with. There was a story that came out today, and I've talked about the month of April. Go to melanoidnation.org. We talked about how the month of April is a very significant month for the religion of white supremacy. It's almost like a holy month. Hitler's birthday was April 20th. Patriots Day, is that April 19th? I think it's April 19th. So there's a lot of significant things for the white supremacists in the month of April. A lot of mass shootings and mass killings and attacks like the Oklahoma City bombing, Columbine, all of these incidents took place in April. That whole Clive and Bundy thing took place in April of last year. So April is a very significant month for the white supremacists. So black people are going to really have to watch out. And the month got started like clockwork. There was a noose found on the campus of Duke University. There was a noose implying hanging Negroes. So this was yesterday, April 1st. So the fuckery has already started. And every year, right before April, I kind of warn melanoid people all around the world to watch out for the extra fuckery that's going to go down in April. We're already dealing with it outside of the month of April, but it really gets intensified in April. So we got to be very careful. But there was a story that came out talking about Cosmopolitan Magazine. Now, Cosmopolitan Magazine, their website, they ran a story talking about women who are in, fashions in, and whose fashions are out. And it was showing all of these different female celebrities who's out. And then they were showing the ones who were in. And basically, they showed a bunch of black female celebrities saying that they were out and RIP and all this stuff, and all the white women were in. And years ago, if you listen to the podcast, I've talked about how many of these fashion magazines like Cosmopolitan and Elle magazine, they've done these backhanded compliment photo spreads on people like Gabby Sidibe. They would get Gabby Sidibe, and as a way to insult black women, they would put this woman, Gabby Sidibe, and I'm not trying to shit on Gabby Sidibe. The sister might have a good heart. I'm not trying to shit on her. But she's not a fashion model. She's not a beauty queen in the traditional sense. Let's just be very realistic. And they would put her in all of these fashion magazines, contrasting her to the beautiful white women. So they were parading her around as if she's some type of beauty queen. And that was a way for them to diss black women on a subliminal level. Now that white supremacy has intensified, some of these same magazines are just being straight up bold. They just put a bunch of black women up talking about all of these black women. They're out, and RIP to these women. And these other white women are gorgeous. So they're just being very blatant about their white supremacist mindset. So when the white supremacists are getting that bold and that blatant, I don't know how much of a wake-up call you need. The white supremacists all across the board, they're circling their wagons and they're letting you know that you are the enemy. And I'm talking to the melanoid people. All you melanoid people who want to claim all of this other different stuff. This is why I use the term melanoid, because that's going to stop us from doing the whole I'm Dominican, I'm Puerto Rican, I'm Belizean, I'm Jamaican, I'm Kenyan, I'm Samoan. That will stop a whole lot of stuff under the system of white supremacy. You're all black. So I just like to use the term melanoid, which is an all-encompassing term. And we as melanoid people are going to have to come up with codes that's going to empower us against the system of white supremacy. And that brings us to another story, which is the Isaiah Washington story. For those who don't know, comedian Chris Rock took several pictures of himself, selfies of himself, being pulled over about three times in the last 6 months in Long Island, New York. He gets pulled over on a regular basis and he takes a picture, and he was talking about it in the media. And Isaiah Washington was saying, I think he tweeted something to the effect that, well, Chris Rock, he said, Isaiah said that he had a Mercedes Benz or whatever, and he was getting pulled over, so he got rid of his Benz and got a Prius, and he used the hashtag adapt. And a lot of people kind of jumped on Isaiah Washington's case for using the term adapt. And that's what we want to talk about now. What does he mean by adapt? I feel what he was saying. Isaiah Washington did an interview and he was explaining what he was talking about. He was called a name, which is a great thing. And the white supremacists usually have a set of Negro minions that they send to troll and use social network sites like Twitter to bash a lot of black entertainers. The same crew that they use to bash me all the time. The exact same ones who work for The Rude and Ebony.com. That same is the exact same crew. So they were kind of bashing Isaiah. And again, remember, these are all minions of the white supremacists. Because what happens is the white supremacists send their Negro minions to bash other black celebrities, and then the white supremacists get out here and start reporting, hey, black Twitter is mad at Isaiah Washington. Oh, black Twitter is mad at this celebrity. And these so-called black Twitter trolls are sanctioned by the white supremacists. They're promoted by the white supremacists, by the way. Let's just be very clear. But a lot of people chose to misquote Isaiah Washington and put extras on what he said. But what he said was very significant. He used the term adapt, and he was being very tactful with his terms. I understand what he was saying. See, the thing is, when Isaiah was talking about adapt, he wasn't saying that we should bow down to white supremacy. He made it very clear. We're basically in a war with white supremacy. And in a war of white supremacy, we can't just have the happy-go-lucky mentality like everything is all right because it should be all right. We should be able, as melanoid people, to do a lot of things. Unfortunately, we're in a system that we're being targeted in, and we simply physically and socially are in a position of danger if we do certain things that other people in the dominant society can do. That's a harsh reality. And I've said it a million times, I say it again. Melanoid people, black people in America, you're only one police stop away from becoming a hashtag on Twitter. And the thing is, we're going to have to learn how to strategize and move and shake around that fact. And that's what adapt means. Adapt means basically to become more strategic. Now, my man Isaiah, I know he didn't want to say that on television because, again, Isaiah's already been a victim of the white supremacist twisting his words, making it seem like he said something he didn't say. So he was using politically correct words. But what he was really meaning, and I feel where he's coming from, was really about strategizing. We got to be more strategic because we're in war. And when we're on the dominant society's media, which is why we should own our media, that's why we have the Hidden Colors film. When you are in a war, you have to be more strategic and you have to adapt. And adapt means you just can't have the same happy-go-lucky attitude and disposition when you are in a situation of war. Now, my man Chris Rock is in a situation where he's a black man in a nice car. That's going to, in that particular area, that's going to raise suspicion of the white supremacists pretending to be cops. And they're going to target him. And I've been in that position. And there are certain places that out here in Los Angeles, I would avoid knowing that police officers are hot. I should be able to drive in certain spots, in particular Burbank and Glendale. I would avoid these spots like a plague because I knew that these spots were hot spots for police officers and they target brothers. Now, I should be able to go out here and just drive, but what I should be able to do and what I am able to do as a melanoid person, sometimes they don't match up. So to avoid conflict, because we are in enemy territory, so to speak, you got to avoid the race soldiers, as our brother Neely Fuller called them. Some of these people are not cops, they are really race soldiers. So sometimes you have to know how to avoid conflict or minimize conflict as much as you can. On the TV show Walking Dead, there was a scene on a few episodes ago. All the main characters, they went to this compound. You know, the show is about these group of people. They all got together. They're running from the zombies. The world has been taken over by zombies. So they're banding together, fighting zombies, trying to survive, looking for places to live. So the whole crew of survivors, human survivors, they found they're in this compound of these people who were survivors as well. And these people pretty much just lucked up for some reason and were able to have a compound that they were able to keep the zombies out to a certain degree. They kept the zombies out of this little compound. And these people within the compound have this happy-go-lucky disposition. Now, the main crew, these are fighters. They know the dangers of the zombies. They're really, really survivors. And one of the female characters, well, the main character, she was at this party or get-together inside of the compound. And she noticed that everybody was just kind of laughing and joking and sharing cooking recipes and just acting like everything was normal. And she's looking at everybody like, what in the fuck is wrong with all you people? Don't you know there's zombies out here? So she kind of flipped out and snapped on everybody. So that's kind of what my brother Isaiah was saying to a certain degree. You know, we can be happy-go-lucky and we're driving around here in certain areas that are known hotspots for the white supremacists. We can't have that disposition knowing that these white supremacists are trying to harm us. We can't be that happy-go-lucky in certain spots. We can try to minimize conflict. We can try to enjoy our lives as much as possible. But unfortunately, in certain areas of this country, we are in greater danger than other situations, than other places. And we have to be very cognizant of that danger. So that's what my brother was meaning as far as that. And Isaiah Washington talked about getting pulled over in Burbank. And look, I talked about Burbank and Glendale on my last podcast, especially Glendale, California, which used to be a sundown town. Glendale, California, back before the 1960s, black people couldn't even go. It was an unofficial rule where black people couldn't even go to Glendale after 6 o'clock, that you would get checked. Glendale was a sundown town. There's a great book by James Lowen called Sundown Town, so that talked about that and listed Glendale as a sundown town back in the day. So that sundown mentality is still there in Glendale and in Burbank, which is right next to Glendale. And Isaiah Washington was talking about getting pulled over. And I know a lot of other black people who got pulled over in Glendale. I've been pulled over in Glendale. As a matter of fact, I had me a little jump off in Glendale back in the day. Way back in the day before I met my beautiful queen. And I used to hate driving over there. I had to, you know, think, do I really want to hit it? How bad do I want to hit it? Do I have to avoid the Burbank police? Or I would have to duck and dodge and take side streets in order to avoid the Burbank police going over here to get some of that little jump off bang bang. You understand? So we got to understand the situation that we're in. We're in a situation, we're in a system of white supremacy, and we do have to adapt. And adapt doesn't mean to bow down, it doesn't mean to cower to, but we have to be strategic with the way we move and operate as melanoid people. That's what adapting means. And we should adapt. We need to adapt and have a code of conduct so that we can know how to empower ourselves, because we're getting killed and executed left and right, and there's nobody to tell. That's the thing. We can't go and point to say, hey, these people over here are hurting us, because the white supremacists are running this show globally. So how do you combat white supremacy? You combat that through melanoid empowerment. So what we need to do is get a code of conduct to empower ourselves. And first of all, we got to stop being afraid to use the word white supremacy. That's why I take my hat off to Isaiah Washington for using the term white supremacy on national television. I use the term on international television if you look at a lot of interviews that I've done. Because what happens is people start talking about race and racism, but then they don't want to talk about white supremacy, or they don't allow you to talk about white supremacy. And my thing is this, family, if you ever talk about race and the people you're talking about race to or with, they don't want to discuss white supremacy, then what the hell are you talking about? If you're talking about race and not talking about white supremacy, please explain what you're talking about. What other form of systematic racism is there? Because if you ain't talking about white supremacy, y'all just basically playing around and wasting time. And the white supremacists, they love to have you waste time. So we got to stop wasting time and start calling this thing what it is and dealing with it for what it is. And stop worrying about being offensive to people, worrying about hurting feelings, because we got to start speaking truth to power and being realistic about what's happening. And what's happening is systematic white supremacy, and it's whooping our ass. And until we get real about that, we're going to go in the same bullshit jive-ass circle where different hashtags are popping up every week. Until we deal with systematic white supremacy, we're going to keep going in that same circle, wasting time. All right. Anyway, y'all, let me get back to my blackjack table and my buffet. I'm going to the Rio Buffet, which is one of the best buffets out here in Vegas. If you're in Vegas, some of the best buffets to go to is Rio at the Rio Hotel, the Excalibur Buffet. I went to the buffet at the Mirage. It was hot ass garbage. Don't ever go there to get a buffet. It's hot garbage. But the Rio has a great buffet. Great buffet out here in the Rio. And I'm losing a lot of money, too. I went to the blackjack table. They wore my ass out. And these slot machines are tearing my ass up, too. So I got to switch casinos and get a table that's hot for me. So y'all give me some of y'all Kundalini energy so I can hit big on these blackjack tables. You feel me? Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I will hear from you guys on Sunday on Ustream. Don't forget to go to TariqElite.com to get all that fresh gear, sunglasses, boots, shirts, the whole nine yards. Don't forget also, I'm going to be doing a lecture in Philly. That's going to be on July 5th, Sunday, July 5th, which is coming up in a couple of months. I'm going to be doing a lecture in Philly. I'm going to have all the information for you guys pretty soon. I got it. I just don't have it with me at the moment. I wish I could have given you the information. It's on my other computer at the spot. But I'm going to be in Philly July 5th. I have all that information this Sunday on Ustream. So join me this Sunday on Ustream and I give you all of my Philly lectures. It's my first time doing a lecture in Philly. I'm surprised I've never done a lecture in Philly. So I'll be doing a lecture in Philly July 5th, and I want to see everybody's face in the place. All right? I'ma holla. Peace.